The Melbourne Institute has started a new publication series called the Policy Briefs series. In its second of this series is one entitled What's Wrong with the Gonski Report? And I'm joined here by one of the authors, Associate Professor Chris Ryan. Chris, can you tell me about this brief, please?
So what we've done is to look at the rationale for the Gonski reforms that have been announced so far. And we've looked at the kind of basis for thinking why increased funding for Australian schools might be a good thing. And we pointed out what we think are a number of basic flaws with the entire rationale. One of them, so the basic purpose of Gonski, the idea is to increase resources to Australian schools so that student achievement will improve. And the goal of the Prime Minister is that it should reach, Australian students should be in the top five countries of performance in international tests. And what we've done in our policy brief is just to say, look, maybe this is not a particularly, it's not really the goal of the Australian school system to achieve well on international tests. That might be a desirable outcome, but basically schools are doing much more important things than just preparing students for international tests. We've also called into question the very notion that there's a strong relationship between resources to schools and student performance. The international literature in both education and economics says that this is actually a really small effect, that for marginal increases in resources, then it's at best a very small positive effect on student performance. The Gonski Committee report had that if we could provide a certain level of resources to Australian schools per student, then that would ensure that schools would meet this kind of target. But we point out that the actual measure of resources, the resource standard, was calculated in a very curious way, and we think isn't really likely to lead to the kind of outcome that's desired. We think that, therefore, that the objective school resource standard as calculated was quite flawed, but in any event, we think that there's no real objective resource standard that can guarantee the outcome. There are just too many uncertainties, and at the end of the day, it's all fundamentally a political decision. A series of political decisions, and that's why we're seeing the Commonwealth Government having such problems in getting agreement with states and with the various school sectors to actually implement the reforms. That it's just all a political process for which there's no real objective criteria.
One of the premises is on international test rankings, and in September 2012, the Prime Minister announced her intention to make Australia one of the five leading countries in the Programme for International Student Assessment. You have stated within your report that this is as relevant a goal for the future of Australia's economy, our society, as regaining the dominant position it once enjoyed in international tennis. Can you discuss this further, please?
Well, we were having a bit of fun, really, but what we were saying is this is not the main goal, right? The main goal is not just where we stand in some set of international rankings for students. It's actually about making sure that students have the right set of skills to operate in the modern world, and that may or may not be picked in international test scores. The test scores have, all the international tests have slightly different emphases. Some are based on trying to test curriculum, some are based on apparent skills for life, but they're all quite different and they lead to different rankings. And some countries perform really well on one set of tests and not so well on others. Australia traditionally has performed pretty well across the board. And that we've slipped a little isn't, to our mind, a great cause for concern. It would be better if we focused on getting kids well-placed to operate well in a modern world, in a world where Australia's future is increasingly tied to Asian countries, and to focus on those sets of skills rather than the skills of yesteryear.
Another premise is within your report that you investigate is in relation to the common consensus that additional resources placed on education leads to increased student performance, of which is contained in the Gonski report as well. But again, you challenge this. Can you tell me about this as well, please?
It's absolutely clear in a long body of work that's been conducted in different countries, mostly overseas, not really in Australia, that the relationship between resources and student achievement is very unclear. It's possibly a small positive effect, but even that's contested, and many authors in economics claim that the effect's almost zero. But there are enough papers around that suggest that the effect's a small positive one to say, well, yes, you will have a small impact on achievement, but it is very, very small. In fact, what we've seen in Australia over the last probably 40 years is that resources per student in Australian schools have probably increased by 300%, but over the same period, then average performance on literacy and numeracy has declined. So even in Australia, we can look at a very long term, that there has been no real relationship between resources and achievement. But even studies that are better than the numbers I just quoted, where you're actually able to observe changes within a small time frame of resources and to see what the impact on achievement showed, that the effects are really, really very small. And if the effects are really, really very small, then you've got to spend a lot of money to get the kind of effects we're talking about to return Australia to some international benchmark. And in fact, we believe that they're probably the resources required would be much larger than are being talked about in the current debate.
Considering that you've picked out five flawed premises on the Gonski report, and considering the government's education policy is heavily based on the Gonski report, is the government's education policy therefore doomed to fail?
Almost certainly, if the expected effect is to increase resources and that Australian students will return to be in the top five in international tests, then almost certainly it's designed to fail.
Chris, I wanted to thank you for taking the time. The Policy Brief series will be available on the Melbourne Institute website.